quote-unquote classic children's film that people are actually praising today after looking at the toys of the new remake version or reboot version of it that's coming out. Time to shift into turbo. Because that's what we do here with the review of Monster Trucks. That's right, shift into turbo. That's right, yeah, such a great line. Oh, Monster Trucks, a film I don't think anyone believed or knew that what the hell it was or exactly really it was coming out. And going into the film, I really didn't really expect anything. I didn't jump on this hate bandwagon and was saying what the hell it was, whatever. I was just like, it's probably gonna suck ass. So when getting up at 9 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday to go check this out, about, what was it, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, or whatever and stuff, you know, I could have done better things with my time at 9 a.m., like, I don't know, stay asleep, but I chose to go, excuse me, my voice is all fucked up right now, I'm just hacking up some shit, and I chose to go see Monster Trucks for 2 hours and 5 minutes. Oh boy. Well, let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So we got this oil company. I forgot the name of it. I think it's like I want to say LexCorp or some shit like that. I don't think it's called LexCorp. It's called I forgot what the name of it was called. You know, it doesn't fucking matter. And it's a company where they're pretty much they're digging oil and stuff. They're digging holes through ecosystems. They was like, we don't give a fuck about none of that stuff. We're just like, hey, if we can do it. We can do it. I think Thomas Lennon was the head running person here of this company. And or I could be wrong, actually. I think it could have been. And, oh, no. I was going to say, because my boy's in here. Frank Whaley is in here. Yeah, that's my boy right there. People, if you don't know who he is, he was the cop in, come on, you know where it is. Luke Cage, of course. He played Scarf. He plays Lucas Till's father in the film. excuse me. So basically, you got this boy named Tripp who lives in this fucked up small little town of North Dakota. And, you know, it's that story of, you know, the kid's like, I gotta get the hell up out of here as soon as I get some wheels. He works at a junkyard where they pretty much scrap cars that they repo and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, why don't you just steal one of their car? I mean, I guess, whatever. excuse me. And, And one day, this oil company, they're drilling, and they got this scientist here who's played by, I'm blanking on the dude's name. Actually, Rob Lowe is the owner of the company here, and Thomas Lennon is the guy that is the scientist of the company. And he's pretty much saying, yeah, there ain't no life forms in there. Go ahead and keep drilling them holes and stuff like that. Next thing you know it, they see on the camera something just moved, flew by. It was an eyeball and stuff like that. And next thing you know, this big explosion just happens. And I know, I ain't gonna lie, this kind of caught me off guard as an opening to the film because I was like, some big ass explosions or whatever. And I was like, I think Paramount did this film if I'm not mistaken, whatever. But I did see the Nickelodeon logo, which I didn't know this was a Nickelodeon film going into it. And when I saw that logo, when the opening credits came, I said, ah, that makes sense then, you know? So I kind of let my guard down, if you will, be seeing that logo, knowing that it was a Nickelodeon film, and it was just like, I have an idea of where this movie is coming from, if that makes any sense, just by that logo, because I know the type of films that Nickelodeon makes. So I'm not trying to give this a pass or nothing like that by saying, oh, the Nickelodeon logo, would you expect none, but I had a better understanding of where it was coming from, let's just say the least. And this explosion happens, catches me off guard, and I'm like, damn, that's like an okay explosion for a cheap-ass little film. I looked at the box, I said, oh, this ain't cheap. Oh, shit. Oh, we about to have the first failure of this year. And, excuse me, fuck. And next you know what, these three creatures come out. One of them slids under a truck and hides away of this truck that gets crushed and pummeled. The other two, they get captured, and we later find out that it's the mother and father of these squid-like creatures who they never really explain what they can do, I guess, but they like light up this blue, but whenever they touch things, it's almost like they, I don't know, they heal things. I don't know how to describe what it is they can do because they don't really explain the shit of what they can do. And next you know, Lucas Till, he's working. He goes to school with Jane Levy, who plays Meredith in the film. Jane Levy, if you don't remember her, she was in Don't Breathe last year, and she was also in The Evil Dead. She played Mia. I think this girl is possibly going to be a breakout star sooner or later. I wasn't a fan of Evil Dead, but people liked it and made a lot of money. Don't Breathe, I liked a lot. I thought the premise of The Blind Man was a little bit fucking ridiculous, if you ask me. But I liked it and made a lot of money, and people were crazy about that film. So I see here that there's a thing going with her. And I couldn't recognize her in this film. I thought it was somebody new here. But she's kind of hot in this film. No, I don't mean kind of. She's hot in this film. And she plays like this girl who's just like so infatuated with Lucas Till's character, who plays Tripp in here. But he's just so oblivious to ignoring her. It's almost kind of like abuse in a way. It's just like, yeah, whatever, bitch. Yeah. Yeah, just carry your ass on. She's constantly sending messages of just like, I think you're wonderful. And he's just like, yeah, I'm sorry. What'd you say? Yeah, yeah. Get your ass back over here. Okay, yeah. It's kind of like moments like that. Whatever, basically. She kind of goes to the... Well, first of all, Tripp finds out that, you know, this creature has been living in the junkyard scrap they've been going on, the child creature, if you will, that he names Creech later in the film. And what's so interesting about this creature is we find out that, oh, all these incidents with the cars, as far as, like, why the gas tanks attacked and stuff like that, these creatures live pretty much off oil. I mean, that's where the oil diggers drug out and stuff. They were pretty much living in oil and water and stuff like that. That's what they enjoy. So oil kind of fuels them, if you will. Thus where the title monster trucks came from. Or the trucks are in general, I guess. I guess it had to be monster trucks. That's the only fucking thing these big-ass things can fit in. So, so he kind of hides the creature. The creature kind of takes a hold of his truck when these people from this company, who's played by... oh, man, why am I blanking on this dude's name? Because you see this guy so many damn places here. Holt McCallany, or whatever. He was just in Sully not too long ago. He was in Sully, and I think he was in Jack... Yeah, he was in Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Yeah, that's right. he was also in Concussion, too, actually. He's been around the block. You've seen him a couple of times. He plays like the villain in the film, kind of, who's like the hired hitman of taking this kid out. And trust me, I do mean take out, because they're not afraid of death in this film. That was kind of a little disturbing in some parts or whatever for a kid's film. So Meredith shows up. She figures out what the hell is going on with that truck after, and they kind of run away. And the Holt McCallany, who plays Burke in the film, his character is kind of like, we got to stop that truck, find that kid. He hides on her little farm, her little dairy knickknack, whatever. And instead of getting Creech out of the truck, he kind of enhances the truck to where it benefits for Creech's hiding, if you will, and stuff like that. Next you know it, they're on the run. As Lucas Till's character tries to reunite Creech with his family and to get him back home, as this company is trying to capture Creech because they don't want this to leak out to public, just because, well, if public found out that this oil company was hitting any kind of endangered species area or anything like that, well, then they would shut that shit down in a heartbeat. Which I think personally is bullshit. I don't think they would shut down in a heartbeat at all. I think they would say, keep drilling and capture one of the little fuckers so we can stick them under a goddamn tube light and whatever, and we can start cutting them open, or you feeding them oil and babysitting them. Fuck all that. Cut them open. Cut them open, because that's what Americans do best. We cut shit open. We don't study. We got all these scientists in the world. Whatever. We don't study shit. We capture it, cut it, and then figure out what it can do. How about that for a device? You know, all these trips to Mars and shit like that, just so we can... find some life form, bring that motherfucker back and cut his ass open. How about we make a device where we don't have to cut the bastard open to figure out what's going on? I swear, if there really is aliens out there, America gonna be the first one to fucking fire that target back at them. That's why aliens always blowing our shit up in these movies and stuff like that. They're just like, you motherfuckers are violent, you know that? We just come in peace, we visit and shit. You motherfucking, your government wanna capture us and shit like that. He's like, nah, I know how black people feel. Anyway, that's pretty much your plot synopsis there. Okay, so I gotta say, this movie isn't as dog shit as some people might believe. Like, I see people probably like, you know, the casual base, even here or whatever, Cody and Sam, they're probably looking at this and going like, oh God, oh my God, I don't want to see this. But I'm here to tell you, it's actually not that bad. Actually, if I have to say something, this is probably the best movie coming out this week, besides Silence, you know, the movies that are getting their wider releases that already came out last month or anything like that. But as far as, the fuck is the name of that Jamie Foxx movie? I literally just reviewed the damn thing. Sleepless, which put me to fucking sleep. The Goodbye Man, and this film, this is the better of the three. This is definitely the better of the three. Now, Nickelodeon Films, their last film, which if I believe was their last film, was Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadow. That was some dog shit. Like, that was some straight up dog shit. That probably was like, I wanted to say that probably kicked off the summer, but no, that came out in June. I was going to say that kicked off the summer of saying, hey, we're going to be a shitty ass summer right here. I think it was Alice in Wonderland, though, to be honest. or Alice through the Looking Glass, whatever. That movie was just garbage. I gotta say, this is actually better in some parts than Ninja Turtles. It still has that whimsical feel to it, whatever. It's definitely made for children. I don't think adults is gonna enjoy this at all. This is mainly for kids, and if parents that wanna take their kids, I don't even think parents would be bothered by it if they took their kids to it, but I just think they'd be like, this is kind of weird and stupid in some parts, whatever, but it's like, it's fine, I guess. There's nothing here. This is background noise to parents as they cook, wash clothes, iron clothes, clean up, and they just put their kid in front of a TV. This is background noise to us or whatever. I think Lucas Till in here, if I got to get my positives out right now, Lucas Till, he actually does a pretty good job interacting with this CGI monster, which, by the way, the CGI does not look that bad in this film neither. And I'm starting to know where, well, actually, no, I don't want to go that far. I don't look that damn good now to where that budget was went or whatever. But it's funny because I thought the monster effects looked good. It's the parts where the monsters was in the fucking truck and the outside environment. Like, there's a scene at the end of the film where they're over this cliff and Lucas Till is hanging out of the truck and stuff like that, and they're showing you the where he could fall to his death and stuff like that. That looked terrible. That looked green screen than the motherfucker. Yeah, and it was just like so obvious too. I think I saw some blurred lines in the back. I was like, damn, you didn't even try to cover that shit up. Whatever. There's scenes obviously when the trucks are like, you see it in the trailer when he tried to put the wheel back together and stuff, and they're jumping over cliffs or whatever. That looked fake as hell. That was obvious and stuff like that. But when you're getting these moments of just Lucas Till's character Trip and Creech, Creech doesn't look that bad as far as a CGI monster. And I was like, oh, I guess it doesn't. And then I was like, I actually don't mind the monster. I was like, it doesn't look god fucking awful. I thought it was just going to look like a piece of shit. I thought it was going to look like a blob oil or whatever, which kind of what it is, to be honest, is a blob piece of oil. Hell, actually, the posters look more faker than this goddamn movie. I'm looking at one right now. This looks like dog shit. And narrative, she gets better as the film goes. I did not like her at the beginning of the film, how she was just like this, Trip. She was just like all over this boy's cock or whatever. And there's some kind of mean feeling here too, especially for a kid's film. There's a mean feeling here between those two at the beginning of the film. It gets better as it goes along because she's not this over whiny, hey, Trip, do you know about that? And she just shut the fuck up, please. She's not like that no more or whatever. But the beginning of the film and between Lucas Till not really giving a fuck about her, it was a really mean-spirited setting right there for these two characters, especially for a children's film that's under the age of 10. Another positive is, too, I thought Holt McCallany as Burke, playing the hired hitman or whatever, I thought he was fine. I thought Frank Whaley, he had a short scene in the film, whatever stuff. He had two scenes. There was one scene where he's on TV and he was drunk as fuck. And then there was another scene where because he plays the father and he's pretty much turning Trip over and stuff like he's turning his back on Trip, you know, to turn him over to Holt McKinney's character. I thought he did a fine job in there. Frank Whaley did a good job. It's my buddy right there. Trying to think of some other positives in the film here and stuff like that. Oh, and the direction of it. The direction of it is not that bad. It's actually well, it's competently made, actually. It's directed right. It doesn't have bad editing or anything like that. The writing, it may be mundane, dull, and generic and stuff like that, but, you know, it's for a fucking kids film, where it's just a monster feature stuff there or whatever, a little stupid title and stuff. But it's actually directed in the sense where it's like, it's easy to follow and it flows well, so you understand where it's coming from. Hell, this is edited better than fucking a bigger blockbuster film such as BVS and Suicide Squad. So, shit. It gives that kind of pointers here or whatever. Now, the problem with the films now, I gave a lot of some positives out there or whatever. Danny Glover, want to get into acting. This brother just shows up, first of all, and he just playing that old man in a wheelchair. Like, it pretty much, watching him in this movie solidified that he just said, fuck it, I gave up. Like, he literally just says, fuck it, I give up. I ain't even going to try no more. This dude, he plays Mr. Weathers, the boss of Trip in this movie. He runs the junkyard. And there's a scene when he first meets the monsters and stuff towards the end of the film. Most people would have been looking like Lucas Till did at the beginning of the film, like freaking out, like, what the hell is that? I gotta kill it, you know, and stuff like that. He sits there with a smile on his face going, wow, you don't see that every day. You know, that Danny Glover voice, you don't see that every day. This is a good thing right here. And then he shakes Lucas Till's hand and says, go do what you gotta do, son. I'm rooting for you. I was like, oh, God. That left a bad taste in my mouth. Matter of fact, that left more of a bad taste in my mouth than any kind of forced romance I've ever seen. La La Land getting as much fucking praise as fucking getting. Any other shit that's just been annoying me with films and stuff like that. I almost want to throw up in my fucking mouth when I heard that. I was like, oh, God. I said, even Lucas Till kind of just like get a half crooked smile and just like, wow, I'm outperforming your ass in this film, ain't I? It's like, you ain't doing a goddamn thing in this film, are you? Jesus Christ. I thought the cop who plays his stepdad in here, Sheriff Rick, he's a fucking cartoon character at the beginning of this. Plus, he's got this weird face, too. He's played by Barry Pepper in here. And he's pretty much fucking his mom and stuff like that. And they play this like, oh, he plays a villain. He doesn't play a villain in the film, but he has that villainous look in his face, whatever. If you don't remember, he's in stuff like the remake of True Grit, Saving Private Ryan. I think he was in The Green Mile, too. He was recently Kill the Messenger and Maze Runner. He was in Maze Runner recently. Not the first one. What was the name of that? Scorch Trials. Yeah, Scorch Trials. So he's pretty recognizable too, but he plays like comedic elements of being this useless ass sheriff of the town, because apparently this company that Colt McCallany plays for works for, this oil company puts so much money in the town, they pretty much run the town. He runs the town, so he pretty much gets threatened throughout the movie by pretty much saying, hey, if you don't back off or whatever and stuff like that, the boss I work for will make sure you end up not having a job come re-election and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, dear God. They're in a time frame where they have re-elections for sheriffs and shit like that. I said, you know, this is some small hodunk-ass town that nobody gives a fuck about. Who does that anymore? Watch somebody gonna put in the comment section. Actually, P1, every major city still does. I'm like, oh. Well, I don't know anything about no fucking sheriffs anyway. So I know about the police. There you go. So people are like, ain't you from Compton? That's a Compton sheriff. I don't pay attention to the Compton Sheriff Department, okay? Anyway, whatever. Moving on here. But I didn't like his acting performance in here or whatever. He's playing too goddamn goofy for me. But then again, maybe he kind of knew what he was in. So he's just like, I'm just going to goof this shit up and stuff like that. He gets a little bit better towards the end of the film once he starts being on Tripp's side. Because most of the movie, he's trying to chase down Tripp and stop him. But then towards the end of the film, he's trying to assist Tripp. Why? I don't know. He just kind of makes a transition to where he's just going to help Tripp. He doesn't stop, ask questions. He's not freaked out by these creatures or anything like that. There's even parts where they're having a moment where Lucas Till, he gets saved by him. He's just like, I'm so sorry I said all those bad things about you. And he's just like, go do what you got to do, son. And I was just like, oh, dear God, oh. I was like, oh. There's a lot of moments like, there was some bad dialogue in this film. And I gotta say, Lucas Till, give him some credit. He said about at least two bad dialogues. He probably had more than that, but the ones that kind of made me want to throw up or whatever and stuff. He had two lines of dialogue in here where he made it feasible and passable. I was like, wow, that didn't sound as bad coming from... maybe I should get this kid a little bit more... Well, this grown-ass man, he plays a high school student here. He's like, get the fuck out of here. Jane Levy, she does look like a high school student. I'll give her that. Lucas Till, look like a grown-ass man in this film. He looks fucking 30. He don't look anything like no high school student here. Matter of fact, when of the... And he got his 19. Okay, actually, I'm older than him, so never mind. Let me shut the fuck up then. But I think I should give this guy more credit or something like that, because he actually is a really decent actor in this film. Like, he's selling lines that shouldn't be sold or anything. And I know his last film I saw him in, damn near was my number 10 worst of film, whatever, with the disappointments from him. Ugh, God. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be in that MacGyver. I think he's playing MacGyver, if I'm not mistaken, in that TV series. This guy actually has some acting chops to him, not just as Havoc or Alex Summers, if you will, in the X-Men franchise here. But I was pretty impressed with him. Not impressed where I was like, oh my God, this guy breaks out and steals this movie or anything like that. But I was impressed that, given the bad material, he actually winged with the bad materials, nailed it and went along with it and kept going. I was pretty impressed by that. getting back on that bad dialogue though. People like Jane Levy, Barry Pepper in here, Danny Glover. There's another kid in here too that's supposed to be like a friend, I guess, whatever. They got some awful fucking lines in this film. Just fucking awful. You just sitting there going like, why would you say something like that? Not to mention, too, for a kid's film, this movie really seems not to have a problem with death in this film. Like, especially the first time they hit the road with Creech and the truck and stuff like that, and they fill him up. You see in that scene, the gas station scene here. And the gas station scene, apparently this is the first time giving him, oil from a gas station. You know, they've been giving him dried up ass oil that, you know, come from fucking... canisters and shit like that. So, you know, the gas oil is a little bit different. Probably, let's just say that it's like sugar water in some parts or whatever. So, you know, this creature drinks that shit and he's all amped up and shit. All of a sudden, he's like, oh my God, he's all pumped up and stuff like that. But this car goes on a fucking rampage. And you think it's going to be an adventure where they're going to be ducking and dodging cars and stuff like, Nah, fuck life. Fuck life. There's the first scene happens where this Mercedes is trying to get over and Creech rams up whatever and runs right into her. Her whole side goes missing. There's a part where I think it was an ice cream truck or a taco truck or something like that. He runs right into that motherfucker. It flips over. They go to this car dealership where these two really old ass couples are standing there. And they go there and they do like some monster truck style. You see in the trailer, and they just start running over cars, whatever. I don't know if those old people made it out the way. Because they never put the camera back on those old people. So I'm assuming they died. There's another scene where they run this car over with another person in it. I was like, that person died. There's another scene where they flip these two trucks over towards the end or whatever, and they put it in slow motion. Like, it's some Resident Evil shit, whatever and shit. Like, Wesker, he's throwing them glasses again, like, I almost threw my fucking glass. He's throwing those glasses in slow motion, and the title screen pops up. They do it just like this here. And they flip these trucks over, and they go head first off cliffs center, and he's just like, damn, there's a lot of fucking people dying in this film right here. This film has no consequences whatsoever. It never goes back to say, hey, what we did back there was wrong, or the deaths here and stuff like that. There's nobody going to jail in this film or anything like that. There's just no consequence. Another thing, too, I had a problem with, because I didn't give a fuck. This, let's be real, this film is like E.T. It's like E.T., it's like, what was that fucking shitty-ass movie, Earth to Echo? I think J.J. Abrams did that film, or whoever the fuck did that film. No, he did another, I think that was Earth to Echo. What was that other film he did? I can't remember some other film he did where the trailer had that train track or something. Maybe that was Earth to Echo, I don't fucking remember. They all blend in together. Any time when these monsters come... Hell, maybe even the BFG in some parts, whatever. Spielberg type S films, let's just put it that way. And, you know, all these movies are about connecting the human with whatever the hell that creature is. Like Jaws. I connected to the sharks and the humans. The sharks are hungry. White people are stupid. Therefore, there's a connection. The shark is I sympathize with the shark. He's hungry. Feed him. I get it. He's hungry. Eat him. They want to go dipping in lakes and shit like that in the middle of the night. Eat them. Eat their asses. Sure. Take a bite out of them. So there's a connection here that you're supposed to feel for the human alien creature thing or whatever it's supposed to be. I never once got that between him and Creech. It felt like, especially at first, it felt like he was kind of using him just to power up his truck because his truck didn't have an engine. Even though he found an engine and got it working. I don't know why he just didn't put that in the motherfucking engine or whatever. So, oh, yeah, he did at the end of the film. But, especially with his lines of dialogue. And you're expecting Jane Levy's character to say something about it because she's like, oh, we should take him in or find his home or something like that. And he's just like, for now, he's safe in my truck or whatever, stuff like that. And he's like, think of my truck as a home for him. You know, it's just like, you're just using him. Let's be real. You're using him to power your truck up, whatever. And the lines, too, it felt like it was going to go that path where it was going to go a dark turn by saying, you know, you're using him for your own gain and benefit. And then, you know, once they're on the run and stuff like that, this is before he even knows about him having a family or where the fuck he came from or anything like that. But Lucas Till's character, his line is like, we're going to get you home to your family. It's like, where the fuck did that come from? Is it just because he saved you from being, from outrunning these hired henchmen or something like that? So I never once felt the connection between the two of this, I love you, because that line does come in there, I love you, or anything like that. So I didn't feel that at all, but whatever. It's supposed to make the kids laugh, I guess, or something like that. I thought it was kind of forced myself. And in person, that's supposed to be the meat of the film. And I think if they would have just had a little bit more of that, a little bit of heart and depth to the film like that, well, you don't even need depth. You just add that element to the film. I think this would have came out as probably a little bit better of a film for adults to handle, because at least we would have felt some kind of emotion or heart in there. But since it doesn't have that, it feels really dry, hollow, and empty, to be honest, when you get to it. And it's just characters moving with the wind, if you will. And for a 2-hour fucking film, I gotta say, that's long as hell. It didn't feel that. I felt films that felt longer and stuff like that. It kind of moves by a little bit quicker than I thought, but it is still longer than it needs to be. Especially since it's over 2 hours by, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. So, like, yeah, it's over that time length. But it doesn't really get into anything. It doesn't teach us anything. It doesn't improve Lucas to be a better character or nothing like that, I guess. I mean, it doesn't really do anything. And then the movie, you know, cuts off with, you know, him getting Creech back to his land, him stopping the evildoers and stuff, you know, by killing them all. Hell, there's even a scene at the end where Holt McCallum, where they boost his ass up in the air and throw him into the toxins they was going to release into into Creech's home world or whatever and stuff. And then it's turning into a raining shower of acid, and it burns him alive. And I was just sitting there going like, damn, this movie's PG. It was. He started screaming. He was like, oh, he couldn't get out the car. And I was like, damn. Oh, that's a brutal way of dying. I'm sure there were some kids like, yeah, fucking burn that fucker. Yeah, he deserved it. He was evil. He tried to hurt Creech. Creech, he tried to hurt Creech. It's like, who gives a fuck about Creech, to be honest? But who gives a fuck about him and his family, to be honest, or whatever. So, nonetheless, I don't think the movie was horrible. I don't even think it was, like, laughable. Like, you know, there's some movies that it's, like, really bad that it's just laughable. I can't think of none, to be honest, right? Because to me, I sometimes don't find them laughable. I find them to be a pain in my ass that I got to sit here and watch them, whatever, and stuff. But, I think it's competently directed. I think it's competent enough for kids, 10-year-olds and younger, stuff like that. It's the acting is not as god-awful as some might believe. Oh, you know, let me take this back. The acting is not as god-awful as I've seen in two other films that's coming out this weekend or whatever. So take that how you want it or whatever. I feel like I got to give this 2 ratings because it's definitely not for me. I didn't hate my time being there, but it ain't like I was having a good time neither. I think that there's some good elements. I'm fucking putting that in quotes too, whatever. Spinning my hand sideways, like, there's good elements in there, but it's targeted for its audience. I think it knows its audience, and it's, I mean, I'm about to probably throw a low streaming on this, like a really, really low streaming. How about this? I got it. I know how to settle this rating right here because I'm borderline it. Lucas Till does a good job for what he's given in his material. The movie is made for, it has its demographic. Obviously, Nickelodeon caters to its demographic of children and stuff like that. This is much better than a lot of the films they've released in recent memory, too, I gotta say. It's not as dog shit as the trailers may portray it to be. Like, it's like, oh god, I think the main thing why people dog pile on it is there because they're saying, hey, they actually still make fucking movies like this. And of course, with my saying of Earth to Echo and stuff like that, yes, they still make movies like this, whatever. This one just looks so absurd, and probably because it doesn't have the talent of J.J. Abrams behind it, people just, you know, give that one a pass here and stuff like that. This one had Chris Wedge on it, who's pretty much the voice of that crackhead squirrel in Ice Age, and I think he directed the first Ice Age film, too. He's kind of like the go-to guy for Ice Age. Oh, dear God. Okay, you know what? No. Yeah, okay. It's a fuck it then. Never mind. Never mind. You know what? I'll be nice. I think it caters to its demographics just fine. It's not for adults. So I'll be nice. It's a high fuck it. There you go. Now I feel completed now by giving the proper rating that it deserves. Parents, if you're listening to this, if you put this on for your kids, they're going to have a damn good time. Maybe, hell, if you even go take them to go see it, I don't think you're going to feel like, you know, all your time. You might have a conversation with your fucking kid if you want. Like, did you enjoy the film? They'd be like, yeah, the monster and stuff like that. And that man burning in acid, that was funny as hell, Mom. Whatever. What the hell did you just say? Nothing. I think they'll have a good time. I think if you watch this at home for a parent, more so, it's a background noise more so. So I'll throw a high fuck it on it. How is that for being fair, people? How is that fair for... God, I fucked that all up. Nickelodeon, hey, throwing you a thumbs up. Halfway decent job. There you go.
What is that?
Creech.
Creech.
You like siding in my truck?
This man might have a word with it.
Not going anywhere with it. Yes, you are.
What's this?
Hey, Scott.
Okay, Grease, let's get you fed.